Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. I am thrilled to be joined with the guys over at Rallowise today, and we're going to have a really interesting conversation all around how they can support you in your garment decoration business. So I'm very excited to be joined by you guys. Do you want to give yourselves an introduction and introduce yourself to the listeners if anyone's new to Rallowise?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Kat. I'm currently making digital content for Rallowise, so videos, that kind of thing, based in the marketing team.
And I'm Danny. I am part of the internal sales development team as well as part of the print team at Rallowise.
I'm excited that we've got you guys back on today. So do you want to just dive right in with maybe some reasons of how you can support them, or, you know, things that Rallowise have been doing recently in that aspect?
Yes, I think probably the first and the main thing is the range of products that we've got. You know, we've really looked to expand our range every single year. You know this, you've seen the brochure grow every year. And I think, you know, touching on how much choice we've got, if you're a decorator and, you know, you find in the sector you're based in is maybe a little bit quieter than normal, or more competitive than normal, the amount of products that we've got really allows you to kind of transition into other sectors that you might not try before, you know, and allow you to just totally grow and change and adapt your business as you go. So I think that's probably for me one of the key things, that the key messages about Rallowise and what we like to do. There's loads more things going on behind the scenes. And I think with the introduction of like Dan's role as well and what he's been doing, I'll let you talk a little bit more about that and how you've done help us to it.
Sure. So as part of the internal sales development team, my role as well as the team is to all our new customers is just to welcome them to Rallowise. And then we just take them through a step-by-step process throughout the year, just to help them have an idea of what we're about, what products are availability, as well as the print side as well, just to offer them not necessarily advice, but, you know, recommendations. And, you know, they could be any new customer from maybe it's just an idea on the back of a beer mat to a big organization that are printing for retail distribution. There's no company too small or too big, and we treat everybody the same. So yeah, there's nothing to worry about, I guess, if you want to open an account with us.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think if you're coming into this industry, say as a newbie, for example, and you see Rallowise on socials, go to the website, any of the above of like how they can find you, I can imagine it can be quite overwhelming and quite daunting, because, you know, Rallowise is a huge company. And like you said, Kat, you have so many different products. It might be that someone might think, oh, you know, I'm not big enough to be a customer of theirs, or I'm, you know, I haven't grown my business enough yet to warrant opening an account and all of those things.
Yeah.
And I know that we touched on this in a previous podcast that we have done together. So I would highly recommend anyone that's listening that is at that sort of beginning journey to head back and watch our initial episode with Rallowise, because we went through all about, you know, how to open an account and, you know, everything that you need to know for like the beginning part. But from a no business too big or too small aspect, I think that's really important for people to know, because literally anyone, even if you just want to order like a handful of garments to start testing on, like you can still do that and have the support of you guys behind you. And what you said as well about the range of products that you guys have, we talk about average order value all the time here. So when we're teaching people how to print, we talk about multiple print locations to, you know, increase the value of your product. But we also talk about how you can increase that average order from adding additional garments in for like not as much of an additional cost. So for example, if you're printing t-shirts for, if you're in fulfillment, for example, you're printing like t-shirts and hoodies or something along those lines, why not introduce, you know, like jackets, or you could even introduce, you know, joggers, socks. Like there's so many different things that people might not realize they want or need or can be branded and printed on that you can introduce to keep that sort of business fresh and alive, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Like even things like accessories as well. So, you know, your hats, your bags, that kind of thing. It's a really easy upsell, isn't it? Once you've got somebody looking at designs for t-shirts and hoodies, adding the accessories on as well, we tend to recommend a really good way of doing it. And it's a nice, easy sort of baby step then as well to trying something a little bit different, whether you want to get a few tote bags or caps or something like that in your range. It just, like I say, it's all about adding value, isn't it, to your business and to your products.
I was going to say, I think a lot of the times when people forget about the add-ons, you know, especially businesses, brands that are starting up, especially within the gym wear, active wear, they're just concentrating on the t-shirts, the hoodies, you know, the leggings, the joggers. They forget about the accessories such as, you know, the bags, water bottles,
yeah,
you know, and all those little add-ons, they can just, they just add to the business.
100%. And I think people get a bit overwhelmed when it comes to heat printing on these items as well. Like you've just mentioned, a very, very wide variety of products there, but it is possible to heat apply onto all of those garments and accessories. And I know that obviously you have your education hub now, which does feature some of the videos that we've created of how to print onto things. But at Styles and Styles UK, we do put a massive amount of time and energy into creating educational content for all of our customers. Probably a similar side as to, you know, how you guys support all your customers in making what choices of garment they should choose, what would suit their business, what their customers are looking for. You sort of hold their hand through that side of it. That's what we try and do with our like YouTube and our education is, you know, have the hold the customer's hand from the beginning to, well, I suppose there isn't really an end because you can never really stop growing and learning in this industry. But there's so many, you know, things that you can heat print on, and it's a lot easier than you would think. Even things like the Beachfield, like PVC, like matte PU bags.
PVC frame.
Yeah, like we've printed onto those so many times and they look fantastic, especially with like a rubbery, like matte silicone or like high build finish. They look really, really good. They've got such a high like profit value on them. Just allowing people like the knowledge of that really will help them as well.
I think what's nice about our industry is that people are so open to sharing their knowledge and experience as well. So like obviously with yourselves, your hub of videos and advice is absolutely massive, and we'll always kind of encourage customers to check that out, because, you know, check the podcast out because how much you guys bring to the table and how much you share. And I feel like our
like and subscribe to all of our listeners.
Our teams are like that. They were very much the same. And if there's a customer that needs help with something, or, you know, they need advice, I think for us, we just want to share as much of that as we can. And I feel like it's kind of come as a customer as well. We're seeing a lot more of that. And again, with Bite Dan's team, with what, you know, the new customer side of it, that's what you're there to help with, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but I mean, we will help as much as we can. And, you know, if we don't know the answers, we'll find out for them. You know, we're constantly referencing your podcast as well, especially on the print side. So, because people learn differently as well. It's good to cater for everybody.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much content out there, whether it's, you know, you want to put the podcast on your drive to or from work, or whether you want to watch like a shorter YouTube video, or whether you just want to flick through Instagram or TikTok of an evening. There's content everywhere, and you can learn so much about it. I'm curious. So when obviously you've only been, how long did you say you've been at Rallowise for now?
I've been since September.
Okay, so
in the deep end. Yeah,
yeah. Did you work in the print industry before you came to Rallowise, or is this like a new industry?
Completely new industry.
Really?
Yeah, I was in field sales for a kitchen sink and tap company. So I
looked up. Totally different.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm curious as to what your like opinion, like your initial opinion of the heat print industry is, because obviously Rallowise is like is the main player when it comes to blank garment distribution, and you know Styles UK is the number one heat press brand manufacturer, transfers, vinyl, all of that. I feel quite lucky that I work with Styles, because you know, it's, as I say, it's easy to sell the number one product, but like when you genuinely know that you have the best product on the market, it's so much easier to have those conversations with customers, because you are just genuinely trying to help them rather than sell them a product for the sake of making money off of it. So how have you found the industry so far, like working at Rallowise? How have you found the customers? Like, I don't know, what's your like take on it been so far?
Yeah, it's a completely different world, you know, from my previous role. And it's definitely been an eye-opener as well, because I don't think you really consider what is involved when, you know, buying a garment that's already at, let's say, some retail store. You just think it's there printed and there, but you don't understand the steps. And it's also given me an appreciation of value of the product, mm-hmm. as well. Once upon a time, I may have been a bit of a brand hound, but it's definitely changed my perception onto it. In terms of the customers, but the real, the down to earth, you know, a lot of the customers that we deal with, the new accounts, they're really interested, enthusiastic about setting up their brand and business. So it's always good just to feed off that. And if for me, if I share the same enthusiasm, then things start to move as well. And it's been really good.
But we're very glad that you've come into the realm and that you're on the podcast as well. This definitely probably won't be the last. So
we'll see how this one goes first.
If Kat has anything to say about it, this won't be the last. So we spoke before, Kat, about circling back to what we said initially about, you know, people that are maybe trying to grow their business or, you know, increase their order values and things like that. What would you say the benefits of adding decoration to your garments are when it comes to, you know, building your business? Because it would be very easy to sort of buy the blank garment from yourselves. You could take the label out, you could rebrand it even, but you could sell it as a blank. But what would you say the benefits to decoration are? And I mean, I can talk all day on this, but I want to get your perspective.
I just think when you're adding decoration to it, it makes it unique. You know, you can go and pick up a blank t-shirt anywhere in any shop now, really, like whether it's, you know, in retail or from a wholesaler. But if you're somebody who's got a design or a vision or an idea, you're putting that onto a product and it's interesting and it's different, then nobody else is going to have come up with that. And that's where you're adding your value, especially if you're then relabeling it as well and packaging it up nice. You can really turn what is just a very plain t-shirt or product into something totally different, really interesting for people to look at and to feel good in. So that's the way I look at it. And obviously from a uniform perspective as well, like a lot of our customers are selling to businesses. So taking a blank product and putting their brand on it, it's their identity, isn't it? So again, that's your value. I'm not sure if that was lovely, but yeah.
yeah. No, I think it depends, doesn't it? Because there are some people out there who have got like brands, like they're building their own clothing brand, but then there's other people that are in like fulfillment, for example, and that's, you know, a whole nother side to the story. And when you are in fulfillment, I can imagine it could be I suppose if you're creative, it's kind of a little bit harder because you're printing someone else's designs and someone else's logos on there. But if you, like you say, if you're creating a brand, you want that individuality. You want people to put that on and go, oh, I feel really good in this. I want more clothes from this particular company, or I'm going to tell my friends to, you know, get a t-shirt or get a hoodie from there. And that's kind of another way to grow your business, is by sort of people recommending you and how you make someone feel in the garment, which nicely leads me on to my next question. Actually, we've spoken a few times on this podcast about, you know, there's so many different blank garment brands out there, and you guys obviously sell all of them, if not most of them. But how do you, if someone was to come to you and say, like, I'm starting up my own brand, like, how do I know where to start? There's hundreds, if not thousands, of like t-shirts, for example, on your site. And we always talk to people about like having good, better, best options. But even that, like, how do you decide from however many t-shirts are on your website, like which ones to choose?
In terms of to start, I would find out what their brand is about, what their business model is about. I would also say what their target customer as well. I think they're targeting the demographic. And then I would say to start off with, let's look at a mid-range product. So let's go, for example, the gym wear, leisure wear. I would offer them Bella and Canvas, which are more fashionable, but they're also bringing out or brought out a range of gym wear.
Oh, yeah, the flimsy stuff's nice. Yeah,
definitely. And then for the high end, probably look at Tri-Dry, which has got that Gymshark feel, which is very popular. It's not just for the gym anymore. It's for just for life.
It's everyday wear. Absolutely.
And then I would look at, you know, if you wanted an entry level, of course, you've got the brands such as Fruit of the Loom, Gildan. But I would suggest like B and C, because they're around about that same price point, but the quality is above. And I think that would be a great start. And all of those brands are fantastic to print on.
Yeah, I think when it comes to getting started, one of the things that I always tell people to look for in blank garments, and I mean, I'm not the expert by far. You guys know much more about the ins and outs of them than I do. But when it comes to choosing like the first products that you opt for, I always tend to push them to go more towards the mid-range to start with anyway, just because if you're like, if you're testing on things into how they print and it's what you want to grow your brand into long term, you don't want to start off with like a cheaper, scratchier, cheaper is probably not the right word, but like a lesser quality t-shirt, for example, that doesn't feel as nice, it doesn't feel as comfortable to wear, it doesn't feel as soft, as luxurious. And if you want the first, like if you've got the first round of t-shirts, for example, on that cheaper material, and that's what you're sending out to people, and you're like, oh, but in a few months when I've got a bit of money behind me, I'll switch to the, you know, the ones that are a pound or two more. What is that doing to your brand early on if that's the first ones that you're sort of selling? That's kind of the way I tend to like push people towards the mid-range, I guess, because there are, like you said, some great options for the, I mean, the price point is minimal when it comes to, you know, that sort of £2, £3, £4, £5 per t-shirt mark. There's a lot of options within that. And then there are some, obviously you get a bit higher, like your £8, £9, £10 per t-shirt kind of thing. But like the Bella Canvas 3000 ones, like we print on all of the time. They're fantastic. The look and feel of them. They are super easy to print onto and they're not that pricey when you look at like your costs and your profit and things like that.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I think one thing I always like to say to customers as well when they're sort of just finding their feet and trying a few different brands is to try something that they would actually just want to wear themselves. So I would say, like, you know, and they'll come to me and they'll say, like, what, you know, what t-shirt? I'll be like, well, what do you like in a product? Because you're selling it, right? It's got your brand on it. So what would you like in a product? And then buy it and wear it in your size, get used to it, wash it. And if it feels good, then I think you're going to be behind selling it then, aren't you? Like, you're going to be passionate about it.
No, I think that's really good advice though, because I mean, it comes back to the word that came to my mind when you were talking about that was authenticity. And I think I talk all the time about, you know, being authentic to your business and yourself. And I did a podcast recently with somebody from Styles in America, and we were talking about how to tell your brand story and how to get comfortable in front of the camera and all of that fun stuff. And the thing that kept coming up was like, just be yourself and just be true to who you are and what you want your business to be. And that kind of came to my mind a little bit as you were talking about the whole buy it, try it, wear it, that kind of thing. Because if you're selling a product that you don't know inside and out, and a customer comes to you with a question, you're going to be a bit stumped. Whereas if you've worn it for a few weeks, you've washed it a few times, and you know exactly how it behaves, how it feels, you're going to be able to sell it a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely.
So one of the other things that we spoke about prior to recording this podcast was how Rallowise are bringing value to their customers. There's a few things here that we should probably go over and mention to our listeners. And the first one is your stock levels. Now, the amount of times that we've been filming here or we've had an event and we've needed t-shirts for them and we've just gone on to Rallowise or we've called you guys up and gone, we need them here, and they've arrived before 10 a.m. the next day is just incredible. Like, such a great support for the customers to have.
One thing that we really do pride ourselves on is making sure that, you know, not only have we got the choice, but we do have the stock levels to back that choice up. It's all fine while I say, no, we've got over 100 brands, but the fact that we've actually got the stock and we invest in it to make sure we can, you know, deliver it quickly and get it out to customers and have that reliability for people, something that we really do focus on. We've got 5 buildings. We've got 55, 06, 07, 08, 09. We've got 5 buildings. obviously filled to the rafters with stock, you know, and that, it, like you say, it's basically there for pretty speedy delivery. We ship up our DVD, the fact that we've got no minimum order. So again, for these customers that are just starting out, it's great for them because they can literally go online and think, right, I just want to order a couple of samples. I just want to try it. Don't want to commit to boxes of, you know, clothes. They don't have to. They can just order a couple of items. Or, you know, at the other end of the scale, if you're a big volume printer, we can fulfill that. You know, we've got bulk warehouse, we've got full boxes, we can ship them out to you. Stock levels wise, we've got everyone covered.
I think it's important just to go over, like, there is no minimum order, because especially with the new customers, especially the smaller ones, they feel maybe a bit intimidated that, okay, we want to order, but can we order one or two t-shirts just to get started? Yeah. There definitely isn't any minimum order.
Yeah. And I think as well, the stock levels as well, like you said, if you do pick two or three t-shirts and you test on them and you like them and you decide to, you know, sell that through your business, you need the confidence that you're going to have the stock to, if orders take off and you get 100, 200 overnight, you need to know that those garments are available and can be shipped to you, ready to be printed and sent out as soon as possible. You don't want to stock something that 2 months down the line, you're going to be like, oh, we're having stock issues with this. We can't get hold of it anymore. We need to find another t-shirt.
Wow. And do you know what? If there was ever a situation where something was out of stock, you know, it's we're really transparent with it. So it's on the website. You can see when the due dates are. We did launch a new feature on the website as well quite recently, which is quite cool, which is called In Stock Alternatives. So if you've got like a turquoise hoodie, as just a total random example, you could click In Stock Alternatives and the website will pull all the other turquoise hoodies that we've got that are really similar and only show you the ones that are in stock. So we try and make it like as easy as possible. So if there is ever a situation when we don't have it, you know, it's super easy to find it out. Or you can give these guys a call and say, hey, I need help with an alternative.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll offer as much help as we can. And the great thing is, because we've just got such a huge, extensive range, then there will be an alternative.
Yeah. And then that we were really keen to talk about today as well is the amount of marketing support that we've got at Rallywise for customers. Again, this could be for, you know, any customer, whether you're a newcomer, whether you're existing, well-established. We've got this hub of resources basically, and one of the key things on that is the customizable assets that we've got. Mm-hmm. So if you are a new customer or you're just looking to rebrand some mailers pretty quickly, on that hub you can take loads of different templates, so mailers, social media posts, like sales sheets for products, and you can drag and drop images and put your logo on it, and it's all like ready made for you to just send a load of marketing things out to your customers. And so that's something that we found customers have loved, because it's just super easy for them. You know, it's a lot of effort going, you know, designing flyers and mailers and stuff. So, and then we've recently just launched, which I'm really, really excited about, the Education Hub. So again, I know you guys have found like video content it's just such a big thing now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think, like Dan said before, people learn differently. So not everybody has, you know, the time to sit and read stuff or the attention span to read stuff. I certainly don't. I just want to watch videos or listen to podcasts. So we've created this Education Hub full of video content, different brand interviews. That's been a really good one. So you can kind of get to know the brands a bit better and their story. We've got some decoration guides, which obviously we feature some of your guides on there, Molly. And loads of different stories and different bits of, you know, industry insights on that. So that particularly is worth checking out, whether you're new starting up or whether you are kind of well established. There's probably something in there for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Educational Hub's going to be really popular and important as well, especially for new startups. Like I said, a lot of the startups that we get tend to be at the very genesis of their journey, and I think some of them that don't follow through is because they just don't know where to go or what to do as well. And again, that just blends in with the Marketing Hub as well. As Kat said, we've got all the social media templates, and it's so important now to be on social media and just to, you know, be as loud as you can and promote your brand. But we've also got the e-commerce team as well that will help you set up your own website as well if you needed it. So all the tools are there to really help push your brand or your business.
One of the things I always recommend people to do if they're not sure about a particular like design or style of what they want to print and sell is to create fake mock-ups of it, put it out on socials and see what reactions you get from it. And with the, you know, the tools that you have now in the Education Hub and in the marketing area, that's so easy to do. You know, that you can use the actual photos or, you know, flat lays or whatever it is of the actual blank that you want to use. You can size up your design perfectly. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit I've done it on thumbnails before where I'm like, oh, I didn't get a decent picture of that garment I made. I'll just like mock one up and chuck it on there. It looks the exact same. And it saves you so much money when it comes to, you know, figuring out what your customers want to buy and what you're actually going to sell, because you don't have to make up, you know, spend money ordering a transfer, buying the t-shirt, printing it, taking all that time to take photos of it, which may or may not look great, might take you forever, you might not be happy with them. So I think that's fantastic. And even if people are sort of leveling up their business, getting a bit bigger, you know, they're selling more, just having those assets to hand is so helpful, because, you know, you might not always have time to, you know, go out and take pictures of things, or, you know, you might think, oh, I need to discover I need a new brand for hoodies, or I want to venture into activewear. Like, how do I, rather than just scrolling through images, like you say, you can watch those videos and figure out the products and figure out the brands.
Another bit of exciting news is that we've just become an exclusive distributor for BNC.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great brand, especially if you're looking for great quality, mm-hmm. at a really, really good price point on it. Great hand feel, fantastic to print on as well. I will put them, they're quite fashion forward as well.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for an alternative to maybe a premium brand, you just haven't got that budget, then it's BNC I'd look to.
Yeah, they're really great. We've actually got an interview with Timo from BNC as well on the Education Hub. So if anyone wants to learn a bit more about them as a brand, it's worth going to have a look at that. Because he did a great interview with us. He gave us loads of, behind the scenes, behind the brand stories, talked a little bit more about the decoration side of it as well. So we definitely recommend going and watching that video and finding out a little bit more about BNC as a brand overall.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think so many brands are focusing on like the sustainability side of things. We had, I think it was Bella Canvas here not that long ago, and they had their like new Eco Max tea in as well. And I was amazed. It's so good, isn't it? I couldn't believe like the feel when it's got, I think, what did Daisy say? It was something like 6 or 9 plastic bottles like per t-shirt or something. And yeah, the feel of it was just absolutely amazing. And then another one that we had as well was Laura from Mantis World was here literally like 2-3 weeks ago. And we were filming with the like new baby wear stuff that they've got. And obviously all of their stuff is like vegan and B Corp cert anyway. But the feel of those as well is just absolutely fantastic. And I love how easy it is now for printers to create that sustainable product. It's not like, there's like 2 brands that offer it and they're a bit scratchy and they're not great. Yeah. But we want to be eco. And there's so many ways that you can just be like, right, okay, we're going to take this road to help the planet, help the environment. Yeah, I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah. And if anybody's ever unsure as well, about kind of certifications and that sort of thing, when we have a brand on board, if they, claim that it's the product's organic or recycled, whatever, we can pull, we've got all the certifications there, we make sure that everything that's being said is we've got all the backup for it basically. Yeah. So if anybody's not sure or they just want a bit more information on it, then we can supply that as well. The brands are very transparent about it.
Yeah, and when it comes to the decoration side of it as well, I've had quite a lot of questions about printing on eco-friendly products and like sustainable things, because obviously sometimes they have quite a high like polyester content in them, so naturally printers are a little bit cautious as to if they're going to scorch or if there's going to be any dye migration. And on the products I've tested so far, which would be like the Bella Canvas stuff, the Mantis World stuff, there's probably more, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. I've been pleasantly surprised at how easy they all are to print. Not the case of, 100% polyester, absolute burning a heat press mark into it. Yeah, they were really, really easy to print on. So, and we have done lots of videos about that. So as I say, we've done videos with Bella Canvas, we've done videos with Mantis World, anything like that that has got that recycled side of it. And if to any of our listeners, if there are brands out there or products that you're, currently printing on, but you're not really sure what's going wrong, if you're having problems, if you're making a mistake, get in touch with us and tell us what's going wrong. Let us know which product you're printing on, because it might be the case that we've done it before and we can help you. Or if it's a product that we haven't printed before, I'm always looking for, new video ideas, new video suggestions. We want to create content, and the same with the guys over at Rallowise, we want to create content that you guys want to see, you guys need, and that you are going to benefit from. Because, we could play around in front of cameras all day long, it's great fun, but if it's not helping you grow your business, it's not really going to be that beneficial. So don't sit there quietly thinking, oh, I would love a video on this, but I'm not sure if I should ask or not. Just send us a DM and ask us, because we love suggestions. So the last time that we did this podcast, Kat, I don't think you were doing as much of the video stuff. I think we'd had like conversations about things that you guys were planning to do. But how are you finding your new role, all of the filming you've been doing? You constantly pop up on my LinkedIn and Instagram feed, which I love.
It's been really good. And I think we get really good engagement on it. I think it's a new way to communicate with customers, isn't it? And I think that's what I enjoy about it, is that we're putting content out there. It's a different way of engaging with people. It's interesting and it's fun. It's nice. We're going to get more faces out there, I promise. It's not just me all the time. So, it's been really, really good. And, you know, we're enjoying it and we're looking to just keep expanding on it, really. So we do loads of stuff on socials and on the website in terms of competitions and, you know, like games and things like that. Lots of interactive stuff, chances to win prizes and giveaways, all that kind of thing. So if you don't follow us on social media, I definitely recommend it. If not for the amazing content, but also for the competitions as well.
Have you had any, so last week, as I say last week, no, by the time this comes out, it'll probably be like a month ago now. But Andy and I did like a reactions podcast to some of our funny heat print stories that our customers have sent in. What is the funniest customer story or like interaction you've had?
One does jump to mind. I think we went to Printware this year and we had like a put your hand in the box and pull out a prize. And we had some like mega prizes in there. But the thing that people were most excited about and they were just like absolutely made their day was when they got the pack of Haribo as the prize.
Really?
Yeah, because Printware is a long day, isn't it? Like you're on your feet all day. And if you're a customer, you've got to walk around the whole like event and it's exhausting. I mean, you know what it's like, you do like multiple days this year, and they were absolutely made up with the sharing bag of Haribo just over anything else, and we were like, there's really good prizes, there's a web shop in there and everything.
It's the sugar to get you through the rest of the day, isn't it? That's what they need.
I think that's what it was. So yeah, that was probably like the most random one for me.
Okay, so is there anything, I think we've covered quite a lot today. Is there anything else that you want to just mention before we wrap up? Anything that customers should be looking out for in the next couple of months?
I think for us, we're doing a big push on the jackets going into the autumn, winter. I know we've not, you know, had the most, when we're filming this, we've not had the most exciting of summers yet, have we, with the weather? It's been pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So we think that, you know, jackets are going to be a big player for us. We've got like your Nimbus jackets, you know, they cover all the year round, different, you know, you've got loads of different options with them as a brand. So for us, it's going to be putting a real focus on outerwear and all the different options. You're going to be going out and about, maybe speaking to
people. Yeah, I mean, I'll be out at the shows as well. So if you've got any questions, feel free to say hello and ask away. And hopefully I'll be out on the road as well, visiting customers. If I see you out there, like I said, say hello.
Brilliant. That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the podcast today, guys. We love having you as always. For all of our listeners that are not subscribed to the podcast, now is your time. Hit that subscribe button, no matter what platform you are watching or listening on. Do it, subscribe. This is actually the last episode of season 12, and I think it's the perfect way to finish it off with the guys over at Rallowise. So make sure you're keeping an eye over on the Styles UK socials for any updates on the next season. We've got some fantastic episodes coming up, including one with a videographer about how you can create videos for your business. We've got an exciting event announcement coming. We've got new product launches coming. So season 13 is going to be a big one. But until then, we will see you guys next week with another podcast episode. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Oh, thank you for having us. Bye.